Hello, I'm Glenn Lacento. I'm here at Big Data Week and I'm speaking to Francine Bennett. Francine, you've just been speaking about big data in the health industry. What's the correlation?
Big data is extremely important to health. The NHS in particular releases an amazing amount of raw data about patients, about prescriptions and about doctors. It's an incredibly rich resource, and in my view, data scientists would do well to spend a lot more time with this kind of data, as it has potential to realise huge benefits to the world, improving healthcare, improving the efficiency and effectiveness of health, and making us all live better.
And what are the hurdles?
There are several hurdles to working with health. People are complicated, human bodies are complicated, so you have to make sure that anything that you do is backed up by medical evidence. Of course, there's also the issue of personally identifiable information, so you have to be very careful about how you treat people's data. However, having said that, you can do an awful lot without approaching any personally identifiable data, and we are starting to get to a world where people think about things like randomized controlled trials, for example, which we've done for years on websites. We're only now starting to understand how to apply that technology and that data to human health trials, and there's a huge scope for that to make people healthier and to really find better results quicker for all of us.
So would I be applying too much hype to this situation by saying that data could revolutionise our health?
I think it could, yes. I'm always a little bit wary of too much hype. But I would far rather data is applied to revolutionising our health than it is to more people clicking on ads. You know, I think there's so much scope for upside in thinking really hard and using data very, very well in healthcare. I think it's worth being very excited about.
So data can change humanity for good?
Yes. Yes, I think that's true.
A very noble sentiment. Thank you very much, Francine.
Thank you.